18th, we begin. Today at Kwadinam, January 18th, we begin a two-week retreat. This means our daily work goes on as usual, but we have no guests, and some of the religious routine is performed outside the buildings, like walking the beautiful lands, looking at the lakes, and becoming one with Shiva's perfect universe. Whenever a thought arises about yesterday or tomorrow, we turn that thought form into a beautiful flower. Whatever happens in our mind, you know, is a creative, productive function that eventually will manifest in the future. So during this retreat, we look into our minds, we step back a little from what we're doing, and we reflect. For a two-week period. This retreat is called Sadhu Paksha, and it comes up twice a year. This makes us reflect on video games that are on the computers these days all over the world that teach violence. When a person, young or old, is mentally killing someone else or something else, he is putting the seed of the all-rightness of that within his subconscious mind. Now, for instance, looking at the karmic chain, one thing makes another thing happen, which makes another thing happen, which makes another thing happen. If someone actually does harm to another because he was trained to do that by playing a video game, the bad karma goes on to the creator of the game, the manufacturer of the game, the salesperson who sold the game, and the store clerk. It's all a shared karma. That's the karmic chain. Therefore, think about it. I know some of you there in our cyberspace congregation, especially maybe new ones that are just coming in and finding us for the very first time, finding this ashram in the middle of nowhere on the Garden Island of Kauai, have had the experience or are having the experience or maybe have just turned off a violent game to enter the cyberspace ashram. What are you doing to yourself? It's not good. You have the power of decision. You can make choices. Make a choice to put good things into action in your future. Today we're going to talk to a Lieutenant Colonel of the United States Army about violent video games for our magazine Hinduism Today, and he is going to explain in his own words that the violent video games teach people to kill exactly the same way the army teaches people to kill to defend our country. How about that? We'll have more on that tomorrow to hear what he has to say. So think this over. You'll improve your future.